Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today I'm talking about the five most common mistakes salespeople make. And this is part two. So we're talking about the second most common mistake salespeople make. You know, over the decades that I've been involved in sales, I've worked with literally tens of thousands of salespeople. And certain negative tendencies, let's call them mistakes that salespeople make, keep surfacing. So here's number two on my list of the top five. And as you listen, you know, see if you or your sales force may be guilty of this. So mistake number two is lack of thoughtfulness. Now, the typical salesperson has as a sort of a necessary and integral part of his or her personality, they have what I call an inclination towards action. You know, we like to be busy, you know, driving here and there, talking on our cell phones, putting deals together, solving customers' problem. You know, this continuous flurry of activity. Man, we feel like powerful. We can get stuff done. And this high energy inclination to action is a powerful personality strength, and it energizes the salesperson who wants to achieve success. But like every other powerful personality trait, this one has a dark side, and our inclination to act often overwhelms our wiser approach to think before we act. You know, in our hunger for action, we neglect to take a few moments to think about that action. I mean, you know, is this the most effective place to go? Have I thoroughly prepared for this sales call? Do I know what I want to achieve in this call? Is this the person I should be seeing, or is there someone else who's more appropriate? Is it really wise to drive 30 miles to see this account and then backtrack 45 miles to see another? You know, customers these days are demanding salespeople who are thoroughly prepared, who have well thought out agendas, and who have done their research before the sales call. All this works to the detriment of the, quote, ready, shoot, aim type of salesperson. On the other hand, those who discipline themselves to a regular routine of dedicated time devoted to planning and preparing will find themselves far more effective than their action-oriented colleagues. That's why, for example, in our B2B selling system, we devote almost half of the content to planning and preparing. Well, so if you want to overcome this tendency, you know, unfortunately, it almost always takes hard work and discipline to overcome a bad habit that is much easier for us to create than it is to overcome. And this hard work and discipline, I wish it could be as simple as, you know, bringing it up on Google, but it's not. Behavior change takes hard work and discipline. Now, and that's true of this tendency as well as anything else. The habit of thoughtless action is easy to create, but because our basic personality so easily gravitates towards that action, it's just easy to create and difficult to overcome. So to change it, to change that, you know, inclination to action, that thoughtlessness, we need to use discipline to create the habit of thoughtfulness. And I'd suggest that you build dedicated planning time into your schedule. During this time, your dedicated planning time, you plan and prepare. In other words, you think about it before you do it. Now, there's a regular schedule that I recommend. So here's what it is. Once a year, you develop an annual planning retreat that takes you 1 to 3 days. Now, I've written on that, and there are podcasts on it as well. So if you'd like to dig into that a little bit more, go to my website, www.davekale.com, click on the blog, and you'll find lots of articles on that topic, okay? So number one, an annual planning retreat of 1 to 3 days. Number two, a monthly planning time in which you create a specific plan for that month. Number three, a weekly planning time to plan and prepare for the coming week. Number four, a daily planning time at the end of every day to prepare for the next. And finally, before every sales call, just 2 minutes to review your focus, ground yourself in the objectives and strategies for that call. Now, all of this sounds like a lot, and it is. You know, my rule for years has been to spend 20% of my time planning and preparing for the other 80% of my time. That discipline of thinking about it before you do it will make you much more effective in the 80% that is dedicated to actually doing it. Once again, if you'd like to dig into this, here's a great resource. One of my books called 11 Secrets of Time Management for Salespeople. So all the things we talked about in terms of planning and preparing, we really dig deeply into in that book, 11 Secrets of Time Management for Salespeople. It has become a world book. It's translated into Spanish and throughout Latin America, into European languages, translated into Mideastern languages, Far Eastern languages. The thing's available in like 20 countries. It really is, I think, the ultimate guide for salespeople on time management. Just go to my website, www.davekale.com, and click on the books tab, and you'll see it there. Or you can just buy it from Amazon, 11 Secrets of Time Management for Salespeople. Okay, that's it. Short today. That's it. Bye-bye.